Hey everyone, this is Sugar.
This is Spice.
And Not So Nice.
And we're coming to you with our debrief of season 14, episode 2 of The Real Housewives of New Jersey. So this was a little bit on the slower side, but did give us a chance to see the cast in their day-to-day routine, prepping for the shore, and celebrating lots of milestones like graduations, and of course, to celebrate life. Let's get this started. I'm gonna pass the mic over to Spice. What do you wanna talk about first? Yeah.
The first thing that I wanted to say was, it was kind of neat when they did kind of the recap in the beginning, and it went to John Fuda, and he was talking about Teresa, and he said, yeah, she's a has-been. So that made me laugh, because I thought, yeah, okay, that just brings it back.
Yeah.
Into the show and how we get started, right? So that was kind of the first thing. There's one other thing that I noticed too when I'll just fast forward a little bit, and when they were at Teresa's house, and I don't know if you guys caught that or not, but Louis was wearing a t-shirt, and the t-shirt said, it said, "Give me pizza, you old troll." That's what his t-shirt said.
I did not catch that.
I saw the pizza, but I didn't see the whole thing.
Yeah, because I was looking at it, it said, "Give me pizza," and I was trying to find it. I was trying to see what it was. It said, "Give me, you old troll." And then I thought, is that a dig at Joe? Because from last year,
oh, the
right?
pizza.
Because they had pizza the pizza business, right?
I think so.
Yeah. I think so, too. So.
I didn't catch it, but, you know, Louis's not stupid.
No, of course not.
And he'll play stupid and say, like, oh, no, that I didn't mean anything by that t-shirt. It's just an old shirt I have.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's sending a message, for sure.
Yeah, 100%. Hands down. Little subliminal message. And yeah. Good way to start about his feelings and kind of what he sees. He's such a dick, though.
Yeah.
Like, to do something like that right off the hop,
yeah.
like, that's
yeah.
really a big
yeah.
dick move. That's what I thought.
Yeah. I have to say, sorry, I think that, I think he actually is stupid in some sense. I think that he probably doesn't realize how stupid he is in how he says or behaves. But I don't know, like, yeah, I think he just drops things to thinking that nobody's going to understand that he's dropping that or insinuating that.
Then he thinks he's smarter than everybody
else. He thinks that he's smarter.
Yeah.
That's where he's stupid, is that he, what I meant is that he thinks that nobody understands how he's doing it, right?
Yeah.
But it's like, no, stupid, we see it. But yeah, so that's what I meant by, yeah, he's probably stupid in other things too, but like, that's just my opinion.
Fair.
For sure.
Fair. And then, like, so I'm just kind of hopping around a little bit, and then, because they had, like, a little kind of vignette about Danielle, and she was talking about the relationship that how it's changed since last year, and then with her dad. So I know that her dad was a big part of her life last year, and
absolutely.
Then all of a sudden she said she's cut ties with her dad. And I thought, okay, well, that's weird. You cut ties with your brother, and now you're
now with
ties,
your dad.
Now with your dad, and how many other people are you cut ties with? You know, like,
yeah.
And I don't know if it's because of the show or what.
Yeah.
She really didn't go into detail, or maybe I missed it. I don't think she did, right? Like,
no.
And it was the same kind of situation with her brother, too, where she didn't really go into much detail.
Yeah.
I mean, someone did kind of pull it out of her, but, I mean, who knows what the story is.
Yeah. Well, it's going to come out. Eventually, it's going to come out, right?
Yeah, you're right.
No matter what she does, at some point, it's going to be out what really actually happened.
Yes.
And just based on, and maybe this is dumb on my part, but just based on how she kind of talks about it, like like that it was nothing, I can't see it being nothing. I think that it was something really big to her brother. And again, like, here's where the show sometimes screws these people over.
Yeah, totally.
Is especially if they have a little bit of a weakness in them, or something that they would have let go or just kind of left aside a bit. It makes you want to, no, now I'm on TV and I'm going to stand my ground and I'm going to say, you know what I mean? I'm not going to tolerate it. I'm not going to, you know, I don't know. It gets to their head, I think, the shows, and they want to emphasize things.
I could see that, for
like,
sure.
I don't know, that's what I think.
No, but I can definitely, I could see that happening. especially with Danielle, I just feel like she's so loud and opinionated mm-hmm. and stuff. She's already a very strong personality. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But then, you know, don't get me wrong. I know, like, I like that the show really does, like, empower them. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But sometimes it could, you know, backfire.
Yeah, exactly. Backfires, right?
Well, the thing is she's strong and opinionated in a lot of things. But the things for me that matter, like, you would think that, like, if you're really strong and opinionated about X, then you could say something about your, you know, like, why do you feel the way you do about mm-hmm. your dad or your brother? Mm-hmm. Like, she doesn't really get into
explain
that.
Explain it.
And maybe it's none of my business, but, like, that's just kind of what I see. And I think the bigger question out of all of this with Danielle is, what the fuck was with her jeans? And I know you guys are the ones that she was wearing.
Well, they didn't look good on her at all.
I did not like them at all. And our opinions might differ on that. But her fashion sense is awful. It's awful. Out of all of the housewives, I think she's the worst dressed, period.
Yeah. Period. I think she just took Jennifer's place, because I think Jennifer was my first for worst dressed before in the past.
Okay.
Jennifer Aiden,
yeah,
right?
Okay.
So I think she's taken that from her.
I can see that, for sure. No, actually, I quite liked the jeans, but
I didn't mind
you know
them.
What? No, some of her other outfits, her.
Yeah.
The outfit she wore for the party, not a fan of.
The sea sparkly foam sequin outfit?
Yeah.
It's kind of like the green lizard with...
she looks like a 70s
with Erica. Answer. With Erica in...
Oh, right. Real Housewives of
Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
That green outfit.
Yeah,
the snake outfit.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It's got to be one of the worst.
not flattering at all. So I guess the jury's out for the jeans. And if we have listeners out there, that'll let us know on who thinks.
I'm in between. Like, I don't
we're
mind
split.
Them. I think it's not her. It's not a look that she can pull off. I think, Sugar, you could pull that off.
Oh, 100%, hell yeah, I can pull that off.
And make them look really as good as they could, but she's not doing it.
Not at all. But yeah, so that's what I had to say. So maybe what I'll do is I'll move it over to Not So Nice and see if she had any other comments.
Well, I have like one that I thought, like, I have to say, and I've seen in the past, and they've always maintained they're consistent and to a T exactly who I think that they are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Melissa's family. Gotta love them.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta love that family. Like, 100%. And Melissa's, you know, like, she's had a tougher life when she was younger, like, with her dad, right? But I just, like, the bond and the love and the support and the everything is just great about them. Like, and the TV hasn't, you know, Melissa hasn't been different with me. Like, she's just, that's who they are. And I think it's just that she's got a beautiful family.
No, I agree.
That surrounds them. And Joe's very lucky. And that made me emotional. Like, when he was in tears and they were all in tears, I don't know if you guys saw, but I was a little, emotional about that part too, because you could tell, like, you know, Joe loves that, right? Joe Gorga loves that, right? That family.
Well, his only family.
And then he grew up in such a tight family.
Mm-hmm.
And up until the show and Melissa coming on the show, you know, they were it was a different life.
Yeah, well, and
what it is now, right?
It's something that is so important to him and
yeah.
he's striving for that.
Yeah.
And he doesn't get that from his own side, right?
Yeah.
And that's sad.
Yeah,
it is. It's really sad.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. On a second thing, I think this is something that, I don't know if it's just me who thought that, but when Gia, and good for her for, you know, getting through school and continuing into law and stuff and wanting to help with immigration, whatever situations in future because of what happened to her dad. Because, I mean, that's kind of shitty too. You have a life in a country, you get married, you have children, and to get deported, like, there's so many people who should be deported, probably in the States and, you know, worldwide, Canada and everywhere, right? You know, like, you would think that once he's paid the debt and done the time in jail, you'd be allowed to stay. So that's a, you know, sad, but good for Gia. The point I was trying to make with that is Gia's little thing that she said to Teresa about the crying.
You always cry, Mom.
You always cry.
Yeah.
So tells you already that, like, obviously they're not going to share certain moments with you on the show because Teresa's trying to make it look like everything is just fine and dandy. But something's already brewing in the background there that they're aware of, right? So,
and you know, on that same note, when you're talking about when she said that, mm-hmm. when she said, you know, Mom, you always cry, you know what that struck me as? I get what you're saying, but for me, the bigger piece was that when she was talking, when her mom was talking to her, she was on her computer or something, so she wasn't mm-hmm. even looking at her.
Yeah.
And she's just not, I don't want to say dismissive, but she's just...
she's so used to it.
She's used to it. But for me, I think that's kind of setting it up for her to be the head of the household. Because she's telling her, you know, Mom, you always cry.
Yeah, fair.
And then, you know what? Now
maybe Gia's going to be starting
now she's going to be taken over.
Taking over certain aspects of certain things, right?
I don't like that little personality of hers either. Yeah. Like she's a little rotten thing. And I don't know why, but I just, she rubs me the wrong way. Hmm. The way she approaches stuff, not a fan. Not a fan, but I guess we'll see. That might change my opinion, but that's how I feel today.
Yeah, you can see it. She wants to be the Teresa.
Yeah.
Like the little mini me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I saw that, like, no, I agree. Like, they're, in past seasons, she's really rubbed me the wrong way. You know, how she speaks mm-hmm. to her uncle, all that kind of stuff. The way she
obviously 100%.
Talks about her family. Today, you know, I thought, you know, now, you know, good for her. She got through school. Mm-hmm, she's mm-hmm. taking her LSAT and stuff like that. So, I mean, that's not easy stuff to do. So I think as she starts doing more things like that, helping people like through her practice in law, maybe she'll get a little bit more, I don't know, sympathetic towards people mm-hmm. or something.
I think she'll grow a little bit.
Yeah.
I think she's in it for the cash.
I can't see her becoming more sympathetic. Like, I feel like she's,
that hard work, that grit you have to do to go through law school and stuff like that. Like,
how many lawyers have you heard or seen that are like real dicks?
That's true.
You know?
Yeah.
And like for me, what I think, and I see that in a different light because I see her as being more hardened. Like, do you know what I mean? Like this is her path. This is what she's chosen because she's going to take control. You know, like that's what she's going to do.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know. Well, I guess the jury's out on that one too. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. We'll find out.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. That's basically... All I was wondering, like, just the, like, the Gia
slow
with the cry.
Episode.
Yeah, very slow episode.
Oh, yeah.
Slow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's too
not
bad.
As,
so
yeah.
What are you looking for?
Yeah, especially when they showed the look between, like, when Louis and them walked in and Joe Fiuta. And then they just showed you that look, and it's like, well,
I thought there was
going
to be
down.
A confrontation.
Yeah, for sure. I think it might happen on
maybe
the next one.
Maybe in the next episode.
Happens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but today was very mild. Mild-mannered, not really
the
much.
The setup was mild-mannered, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think, Sugar?
Oh, I've got a couple things I want to discuss on our debrief.
Mm-hmm.
Going back to the beginning, I didn't mention this in the first episode, but I want everyone's opinions on the taglines. You know, every season they change their tagline in mm-hmm. the very beginning. Do we remember any of them, or should I look them up?
Look them up.
Okay. Let's see what they say.
I'm just going to talk into my phone.
Do.
Yeah, Jackie wasn't on this one at all, right?
Wait one sec. Season 14, Real Housewives of New Jersey, taglines. There, and I can just, I don't even have to type. Easy. All right.
Give it to us, Sugar.
So Melissa's... It's not hard to burn bridges when you're on fire. And that's why I wrote this down. I'm like, oh, I really like Melissa's. The next one, Dolores. I'm a girl from Patterson playing Switzerland, dating an Irishman.
Yeah, I like that one. That's cute.
Danielle's is I'm bougie, unbothered, and above your drama.
bougie, bothered, and above your drama.
She's right in the drama.
She's right in the drama. She's got no bougie. I don't know how she's doing good
those
in
green,
bougie.
Those green jeans.
Because if she's trying to, she's not trying. Not aside from the jeans, I'm gonna let the jeans pass on this one. Every other outfit she's had is horrid, like in her choice of outfits. But anyway, so she's not bougie at all.
Okay, so we don't agree she's bougie. Do we agree she's unbothered and above the drama?
Oh no, she's bothered 100%. 100% and totally part of the drama.
So we say liar, fake news.
Yes.
All right. Margaret's is when you're taking cheap shots, I'm taking screenshots.
That's Margaret.
I like that one.
Yeah, that's Margaret.
Rachel is, if you don't have my back, at least have a backbone.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Stand up. Yeah.
Jennifer's is, friends are like handbags. The fake ones are all too easy to spot. Mm. And then Teresa's is, you could try to tear me down, but this tree just keeps on growing.
What's with the tree? I remember that.
I think it's because
Teresa.
Because they call her tree.
Yeah.
Right? Instead of Teresa, right?
Oh, the tree.
That's what I think.
Yes. Yeah.
Come on, tree.
That's what she means.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, I'm like, where does the tree come from? It's weird.
Like, no matter how much they try and break her down, cut her down, she's just going to keep growing because she thinks she's the star on the show.
Because she's the tree. She's delusional. She keeps growing.
Yeah, I think like a bush or like a hedge.
And then I think last season someone gave her some sort of gift. With Louie's family and her family and like a family tree. It was on branches. And she's like, oh, it's a tree. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So what's everyone's favorite tagline? Mine, I have to say, is Melissa's.
Melissa's. Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah, I like Melissa's.
Yeah.
I thought that was the best one. And that's what made me think to write it down. Cause I'm like, oh, that's pretty, you know, fun, and then it's, I don't know, it's pretty fierce. Hers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. My second point that I wanted to discuss is choice of wording on Danielle when she was inviting everyone to the party. She called it a celebration of life.
Mm-hmm.
But typically hear, it's like a fun funeral that people do. So I was kind of taken aback by that. I thought it was funny that she said it that way. What did you guys think? Or did that even strike you as, oh, that's supposed to be a funeral?
No, it did. It was weird.
Right?
It was weird.
Yes.
I did catch that, and I thought that was a bit strange, but then I just let it go. But yeah, you're right, because it's usually with a funeral and after someone dies. Not like, hey, Nate's feeling better, or, you know, Nate's getting good. let's celebrate the fact that he's healthy. Like something like that. But yeah.
I'll be honest. I thought she said a celebration of alive, like of being alive. That's what I thought she said, not of life.
Oh, maybe that's what she said.
That's what I thought.
That would make more sense.
Because he wouldn't have been alive. Like he just, which is scary. She said that one day he just like looked at her and couldn't respond.
Oh, that's terrible.
Right? And so, yeah, so that's pretty scary, right?
Yeah, take it back.
You know, but I don't know if that's what she said. That's what I thought, that like a celebration of being alive.
Okay,
right?
That makes more sense,
but
I was
I'm not sure.
Confused.
I'd have to go back
like,
and
isn't a celebration of life
with the word captioning on to make sure what I'm listening to. So that's what I thought. So I'm probably wrong on that, but I'm not sure. Yeah.
All right, just a funny wording I thought.
Yeah.
But
I would have thought the same thing if I thought it was clearly said that celebration of life, because that's the first thing you think of, right? Death.
Yeah. Could you imagine getting the invite to someone's celebration of life and then you see him dancing around? Wait a second.
What the fuck?
Earlier on in the episode, we saw a couple of the housewives getting together at Teresa's house for some sculpting.
Yeah.
I want to know your guys' opinions. Would you ever try something like that?
Okay, I'm against most things. Not so nice coming in here in case. Nobody knows who the fuck is talking. But so I'm not one who, you know, will take needles, you know, for lip enhancement or tummy tuck.
But what about
or this
muscle
or that?
Stimulation?
Now, that, like, to me, because I hate exercise and I love eating, right? So if that were to be something that really worked, at first I thought, oh, yeah, okay, that's something I would try because it's not pinching you or, like, poking you, like, you know, cutting you, anything like that. But then, because at first I said, oh, I would do that. Like, if that, you know, tightens everything up and you don't have to do exercise, I'll sit, watch TV or do something and just let it do the work. But it seemed like it was really hurting them. So I don't know what the hell was going on there. But Teresa looked like she was fucking dying there. Did you see her her face? Like, she was like, like, just, like, really painful. Danielle, on the other hand, made it look like it was, you know, like, not
piece
so bad,
yeah.
right? So, I don't know. I'd have to, I would consider it, only given the fact that it's not.
Go after me.
I'd have to, like, yeah, see exactly how it works. But, yeah, it seemed like it was hurting Teresa, that's for sure.
I'd be in there like a dirty shirt. I would totally do it. The only thing is I wouldn't wear a thong in front of you guys. That'd be the only thing. No thong. But yeah, I'd do it.
Oh, I would do it.
My Granny Ginch.
100%.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine? It's like the equivalent to doing like 1,000 squats.
Yeah.
But you just sit there. They put the little thing on your butt.
Yeah.
It pulses your muscles.
Yeah. So I think it. Like, that's why I thought of, oh, okay, well, that would be something I would, you know, look at, but then it looked a little bit painful. So
we
if
would
it's
do
not
it all
so
together,
painful, yeah,
we'd make it fun.
Just
for
no
you.
Thongs.
No thongs. No thongs. But yeah, I totally do it. I do the needles. I do anything. I don't
care. No, not me.
Yeah, I do. I mean,
I do it too. Yeah.
You too. Sugar.
I don't care.
Give me five. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
No matter how many times I've heard some people say, "You should."
Oh.
I'll pay for it. It's like, nah, fuck off. No. Thank you. No.
I'll take it. I'll do anything. No. I'm going to age very gracefully because I'll be a plastic.
Okay, Barbie.
Last forever. All right. Is it time for the golden question?
I don't know. I don't really have anything else.
You know what? The only other point that I wanted to make. In
just because it was a slow show. Sorry to interrupt,
yes.
As I usually
the
do.
The only serious point that I wanted to make. Was what the heck is her name? The dark one, the cute one, the one that we like.
Rachel.
Thank you. I don't know why that slipped my mind. But Rachel, when she was talking about her rheumatoid arthritis and that she was diagnosed with that, so that
at a very young age,
it hit me in the heart because I've got someone in the family that has the same thing and was diagnosed just a bit younger.
Yeah.
So that just that made me have a little bit more fondness for her, and I liked her to begin with.
Yeah.
And then knowing
that
she's
like
through those struggles,
she's pretty straight up. Yeah.
So that's it.
I like that about her.
Golden question.
Okay. This week's golden question is, you know, it really was a slow episode.
Yeah.
And I feel like I was saying this when we had a break, but I feel like they did this on purpose because we ended the last season with such a bang with that fallout between Teresa and Melissa.
Yeah.
And now, you know, it's all the same cast from the last season. They're trying to kind of figure out what the new, what all the new dynamics are, right? Because now we've got people who are never going to speak again.
Yeah.
And we've got all these different weird scenarios going on. Now we've got a new, you know, husband Louis in the mix, and he's causing all sorts of drama. But one particular situation is going to be very interesting to see how it plays out during their time in the Jersey Shore. Rachel, Jen, and Danielle.
All in the
all
same house.
All staying in one house.
Well, yeah, you know that.
What do
that,
we think about this?
I don't think it's going to go over that well.
No.
I really don't.
No, because Rachel's going to call Jen on it. She's not going to hold back.
Yeah.
Because
she's
pissed, right?
Yeah.
She's like, what the fuck is that, right?
You could
and yeah, exactly. You're staying in my fucking house.
You're
do you know what the
me?
Situation is?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the fuck are you thinking, right? And Danielle's on the fence because Danielle wants to be in Teresa's group, right?
In her good books,
in her good books, right? So it's going to be interesting. But I think that that trip, once they finish the party the next day, that's going to be an issue.
You could see Rachel's face watching Jen being all huggy-huggy with Teresa. Yeah. She was not happy. Yeah. And then even when they were having a conversation at her house earlier in the day, I think Rachel was hoping that Jen would say, you know, oh, no, I'm on your side. Yeah. I'm this, I'm that. Maybe not, but that's just my perception of it. So then when she saw them together at the party, you could see she's like, she's not happy.
Yeah.
But and then, you know what? Teresa did that on purpose. She 100% did that on purpose and called Jen over to talk to her. She said, Jen, can I talk to you for a second? Because she knew that all eyes would be on her. So then that way, when they walked away, they looked like a united front. And Jen should have been, I don't know about picking sides or whatever, but the thing is you know very well what strong opinions the other housewives have. Mm-hmm. And to do that to Rachel is not a good thing to do. And this is going to backfire on her for sure.
Yeah.
Because she's not going to walk away unscathed.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's sad because I think they were friends before the show.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that makes it even worse.
Yep.
And I don't think that, like, I think Rachel is the type of person that if she says she stands behind you and has your back, she does, right? And so she's not wishy-washy about shit like that. So I think that, you know, that friendship is probably going to be in jeopardy. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens if Jen jumps off the wagon that she just, off the side of the road that she picked just for the party.
Yeah, good golden question, Sheena.
That's a good
one, because this is going to be interesting.
Yeah, it is.
And we'll probably know by next week.
Exactly. Oh,
yeah, hopefully, yeah.
Yeah, no, but you could see the tensions are just boiling. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll see what
happens. But what does Jen do? What is Jen? Is she...
Oh.
Check if she's a therapist, because I don't know why.
Let's find out. Do you think so? I think she is.
What's her last name again?
Fessler.
Jen Fessler. Occupation.
Like a Hessler.
Co-founder and CEO of a direct-to-consumer shoe company called F Major.
Oh, okay.
She works in fashion. But before she started her shoe brand, per her LinkedIn, Jennifer worked as a recruiter for companies such as Pivotal Search Group, Holo, and Whole Foods.
Huh.
Huh, pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very cool.
Awesome. Well, I think that's the end of our debrief today.
Not a very exciting episode. No, no.
We're looking for drama.
You want a fucking fight?
Yeah.
I'll fucking take you down.
You know, I was really expecting
I thought that was going to go down for sure today.
I thought for sure with John. Well, that's all right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, John's just ready. John's waiting. In waiting. John, that point has, like, it's stopped.
Yeah.
And he wants to proceed.
Yeah.
He wants to finish it, right? So, like, and Paul and him, I don't know how they're going to do in the future, but, like, yeah.
Ooh, it's going to be good.
Yeah.
We're going to see.
Yeah. And I think that Paul is mixed up because of Switzerland, you know?
Mm-hmm. Because he's trying to stay in Switzerland, but he wants to fight.
Yeah, he wants to fight. I don't think he's going to win. Did you hear his accent this evening?
I did.
Okay,
because
I was like, no, he's definitely got an accent. There's no way that he's
Jersey from there.
No,
or whatever,
no, that's why Feud will take him down.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't really even catch him on the show.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, his accent. You can
hear. He is for sure from Ireland.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. It's just less than his family when they went to the Irish.
Yeah.
Right? Because he's been living in America, I don't know how long, but.
Awesome, awesome.
But that's it. That's my
take girls. On it.
All right. Yeah. That was our reel on the reel. See you next week. This is Sugar.
This is Spice.
And Not So Nice.
Ciao.
For now. That's my sign when I text people. Ciao for now. Somebody tried saying to me that they said, I said, get the fuck away from me. I said, check the fucking email. I sent it to you first. You're copying me. Because they were like, they're signing it. I was like, oh, you're taking my fucking signature.
My signature move.